Women's History.
Blog
we talk are all
radio.
About doing what it is that we need to do, and just so excited to be with you. But as we get started today, I want you to just take a moment and just take a deep breath and relax, and just know that these 30 minutes are going to go really quickly, but I am here to share with you some great information and also to encourage you, give you some tips, and let you know that there are things that you can do if you need to make changes in your financial situation. So it's the end of Women's History Month. Today is March the 30th, 2022. I'm just so happy to be with you. So thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. Each week, we welcome you to Financial Wellness, and we talk about what it is that it means. I am a financial services representative, been in the industry for over 10 years. I'm an educator. I'm a coach. I'm also compassionate about my community and what we're doing and how we can do it better. Before we can build wealth, we first must know how to acquire it and how to keep it. So each week I want to come and bring you tips. I'm going to share information with you, and I'll even be bringing guests to the show as the months ahead come so that you can get different information that it may not necessarily be for you, but it can be for someone that you can help, because education is the key, and once you have that education, no one can take it away from you, and then it's your duty to share it with someone else. So we always want to get started with a question, and what is the sum of your assets versus the sum of your liabilities? Well, when we talk about wealth, it is net worth, and our net worth can only be measured by saving more than we spend. So to answer that question, you might be saying, I'm not really sure what my assets are or my liabilities. Your assets are things that you have acquired over years, and that can be so many different things. And so for everyone, it is different. But each week, I want to come to you with that question to get you to start to thinking about how worthy you are. Are you paying yourself first when you're going out and working every day or starting your own business? Because if you're not, then you're not valuing your own net worth. You're not valuing yourself. You are the most important person in your life, and you should be the one who reaps the benefits of all your hard work. Sounds simple? Yes. But do we always do that? No. We're equipped, and we've been trained to go to work, to start our business, to pay our bills, to donate to others. But how many times have you heard somebody say, pay yourself first? And that's something we've been saying for the past 10 years in my financial services arena, letting you know that you are so important. You work hard and you deserve all that it is afforded to you. So working and saving, yes, that's something that we must do, but we must also reward ourselves, and I don't think we do enough of that. So I want to start today by talking a little bit about women and financial wellness, and it's more than just how much you have in a paycheck. It's more than just how much you budget out in the bottom line. Women have been the driving change in the labor market. Women have been the change in the workplace and in the home, but there are still key opportunities for continued growth as women and as business owners and as entrepreneurs and as homemakers. So whatever you're doing, please value yourself and know that you are important to our society. 41% of women wish they had invested more of their money into a program that could leave a legacy, because that's what we're talking about. And for me, it may not be that I have a whole lot to leave for my children, for the next generation, but what I am going to leave them is education. I'm going to leave them with a wealth of knowledge. I'm going to leave them with a roadmap so that when they're teaching their children and their children's children, they'll be able to share with them the information that I've brought to the table. And not to say that I know everything, because I'm always still learning. I'm always still processing. I always want to know what's out there and what's available to us. And all this month, there have been so many programs designed for women to build their businesses, to leave a legacy, to start that small business. Entrepreneurship is so important. And as we've seen through the pandemic, women have to step up to the plate They have to pivot so many times, go home, work from home, still take care of the kids, still take the kids to the game, still be a housemaker, a wife, a mother. And the men have to do the same thing. And I'm not discrediting the men at all, but it is Women's History Month. So I want to celebrate my sisters and just keep encouraging them to do something that's going to make a difference in their lives, not just today, but for generations to come. So the first thing is, what's different financially for women? What empowers them and what moves them and what motivates them? When we're looking at that road to financial freedom, you want to know if you're going to be able to balance everything that you have going on. And looking at who you are, you know how much you can take. You know, there's an old saying, God only gives you as much as you can bear. But sometimes we take on more than we can bear, and we become overwhelmed. When we're looking at where we are and what we're doing, how important it is for us to know the road ahead. And sometimes it's not always easy to see what is there. It's not always easy when you're the one that's on that path. Sometimes we have to venture off that road so that we can really see what it is that life has in store for us. It's hard to follow the road sometimes when you're actually on it. So if you're going through financial difficulties at this time, if you're trying to figure things out, it's okay. Just take a moment, sit down, and really look at where you are financially. When we think about who we are as women, most of the times we hear, I'm just so busy. I don't really have time to do a whole lot. Oh, my gosh, I have to take the kids somewhere. I'm scheduled for a meeting. I'm working from home, but every now and then I have to stop and pay attention to my family. I'm running out of time during the day. The fact is, there are only so many hours that you're going to be able to work in any given day. And when you're running your own business or you're working in the workforce, there are going to be times when you think to yourself, I have so much on my plate that I can't get anything done. So what I'm talking about here is some of the challenges for women that women face when it comes to the workplace, to the home, to being an entrepreneur, to finding that balance. There's a lot to juggle between work, caring for the kids. Maybe you have an elderly parent you're taking care of or relatives that are wanting to come and visit. You're managing the household budget. You have other demands on you if you're a career woman. So how can you make sure that you're going to meet any of the goals that you have set for yourself when you're always shuffling things around? So the first thing I want to say to you is stop. Stop trying to figure it all out at one time. Sit down. Write your goals down. Everybody that knows me knows I talk about this all the time. You have to plan, and if there's no plan, then you plan to fail. So when you're writing things down, put a time when you're going to start and a time when you're going to finish. That's going to be the only way that you're going to be able to meet some of those goals that you want to achieve for yourself. Women can't afford to ignore any of the signals that they're feeling, because when we're looking at our challenges, our body usually tells us when we're tired. But do we always listen? No, we don't. Our mind gets fogged, and not just women, everybody. When you're overwhelmed, when you're stressed out, you're not operating in wellness. That's what I want to talk about today. Are you operating in wellness? Are you making sure that you are doing what it is that you need to do to make sure that when you do reach whatever financial goals that you have set for yourself, that you're in wellness with your mind, your body, your spirit, and your finances? Because, see, it all goes together. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're not healthy and well, then you won't be able to enjoy it. You never will hear anybody say, when they are about to transcend over, I wish I had more money. They always wish I had more time. I wish I had spent more time with my family. I wish I had gone on that trip that I had talked about. I wish I had learned another language. We always have that woulda, shoulda, coulda attitude, But the one thing that we must do is to take care of ourselves. So this is financial wellness, but it's not just about finance. It's about your mind, about your body. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you drinking enough water? Are you keeping your doctor's appointments? Because I know that has been an issue for us ladies during the COVID pandemic. We did not keep our doctor's appointments, or they got rescheduled and we couldn't even get into the doctor. So now that things are clearing back up, and I'm not your doctor, but I am your friend and I'm your sister girl and I care about you, I want you to take care of yourself. Make that doctor's appointment. Make that eye appointment. Whatever appointment it is that you have put off, do it now. Because, again, we're talking about that wellness. And in order for us to be able to operate, we must be well and whole. Mind, body, spirit, and finances, they all go together. We understand there's a huge, huge wealth gap between men and women caused by such things as pay gap and the fact that women tend to spend more of their time out of the workforce caring for their families, and we do understand that men do that as well. So, again, I'm not pushing the men to the side, but I want to talk to the women today about their wellness. We don't say this much because we're always trying to make ends meet and do other things that we need to do as women. We're always pivoting and changing and trying to find that perfect foundation for us to stand on and build on. Our savings is one of the things that we lack in because we tend to, one, not pay ourselves first, so we're not putting anything away for that rainy day. We're taking care of everybody else. And that's who we are. And I understand it, and I know that you do too. But we have to realize that we need to take control of our finances and how important that is. And we must do it now. So if you've had a plan or you have never thought about having a plan, this is the perfect time to sit down, write some things out. Maybe you just want to take a vacation. I always ask my clients, what is one thing that you want to do for yourself and your family this year? So it could be planning for that vacation. It could be buying some new furniture for your guest room. It could be you've lost weight and now you want a new wardrobe, but you just don't have the finances on hand to do that. How do you do that? You start from right where you are today. We can't change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. But today, you can start looking at your finances. You can start on your spending plan. You can start thinking about what it is that you want to do. And then we have to realize what our needs are. And we have to pay closer attention to our finances because as we grow older and wiser, we want to make sure that we have everything that we need for retirement. When we're working, most of the time it's really not about making a whole bunch of money. It's about taking care of our families. We know we need money to do that. But again, we have to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do. We are so important to our families. We are so important to the businesses that we've started, to the workplace that we're in. So treat yourself like you're important. When you're not sure what it is that you need to do, talk to somebody about it. We are here to help you. There are so many financial planners, advisors, and coaches. They are mentors. You don't have to pay anybody to sit down and talk to you. And if you do have to pay somebody, that's your choice. But most of us who are in financial services, we are here to talk to you at no cost. We don't always know who needs us, but we're always here to let you know that we're here to help. So once you make a decision and you're thinking, I need to do something different, I need to change the way that I feel about my money, we do so much online now that we're disconnected from our finances. And if I have one tip for anybody today, get reconnected with your finances. Know where your money is. Know where your money is going. Do we always get it right? No. But sit down, start a plan. Most of the time when we talk about spending plans, people think about budget. I don't want to do that. I don't have time for that. A budget can be as simple as a sheet of paper with a line down the middle. How much money are we bringing in? and putting that at the top of your page. And that means everything that you're bringing in. If you have a gig and you're an entrepreneur, if you have a job, you're getting child support, whatever funds you have coming in, put that at the top of that page. And then on the other side of that page is everything that you have going out. It's going to blow your mind when you sit down and do that because you're not really thinking about how much you're spending. You just go do it every single day. How many times do you go get your coffee? How many times do you go to the snack machine at work? How many times are you out and you just stopping by lunch? It's not a thought. You should be able to do that, but put it in your budget. And if it's in your budget, if it's in your spending plan, then you know you're not going to overspend. The thing that we also have to look at is we have to live within our means, and so many of us don't do that. I'm guilty myself sometimes. Everybody knows me, loves on my shoes. Shoe girl, love my shoes. So much so my husband used to say, don't you bring any more boxes in this house. So I stopped bringing the boxes. I leave the boxes at the store. I just bring my shoes. But we all have our guilty pleasures. We all have things that tempt us. I have one client who told me she's fine all during the week until the weekend. And then she feels like, hey, I need to go out and have dinner. She takes the whole family. They have a wonderful time. But then on Monday, she's trying to figure out how she's going to put gas in the car for the rest of the week because she didn't plan. So if that's you and you're not planning things, I'm not saying you can't do anything. But what I am saying is look at how much money you have coming in. And then plan for those weekend dinners or going shopping. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. You just have to do it in moderation. Maybe you can't go out every weekend, but you can go out twice a month. You can go out once a month. Maybe have something at home and prepare that for the family. Do whatever it is that you need to do so that you are having a great quality of life. And that's the other tip I have for you today. We are so stressed out about finances, about our jobs, about our businesses, about our children, about our husbands, wives, dogs, cats, about everything. Find something that you enjoy doing and put that on your spending plan as well if it costs any money, but some things are free. It could be just a matter of planning something for you, like an afternoon where all you do is read a book. Plan something for you. Invest in yourself because we're not doing enough of that. When you're looking at your goals, whether they're short-term or long-term goals, you have to know that that's something that you have to do. You have to be involved with your money. I said this last year to my audience. I need you to fall in love with your money, and not for the evil part, not that it's just about money, but knowing that you have it, knowing that you have peace of mind, knowing that if an emergency comes up, you have a little bit of savings to take care of things. Can we all do that? No, we cannot. How much do you actually have in savings? And if you have some, kudos to you. But you know, things are costing more. We have to spend a little bit more. So you have to budget for that as well. Saving and investing more is something that we must do. So that's tip number three. We have to save more. All too often, we're not putting anything away. And if we are, we're not doing it on a regular basis. The pay gap remains a stubborn stumbling block. In the past research that I did, about 82.3% of what men earn, according to the Labor Bureau, was more, so much more than what women make. So that's 82% more than what women make. So very few women push back on salary offers. So if you're looking for a job, that's something that you want to think about because we're all different. We're all going through different stages of life. So whatever it is that you're doing, make sure that you are following some kind of plan for you and your family. Women tend to live longer, which means there's much more money that we're going to need. Have you ever seen that commercial when they give the people the measuring tape and they ask them, how much money are you going to need if you live to be 80? How much money are you going to need if you live to be 100? Most of us don't know because we've never even thought about that. We're living in the moment. We're living today. We don't know if we will be here when we get 80 years old. But let's start to put something in place, not just for when we're 80, but what about for next month? Put something in place so that you will always have something. The world is constantly changing, and we have to change with it. We have to make sure that we're doing all that we can do so that we can be financially well, that we can feel secure. We can have peace of mind at night when we go to bed. Are we going to get everything right all the time? No. Is it going to be complicated for some of us? Yes. Do we need to have a plan? Yes, we do. So don't lose sight of what I'm saying here. And I know this can be really deep when we're talking about money. It's so personal. But I'm just talking in generalities here. If you want to sit down with me, I offer that one-on-one coaching with what I do here at the Urban League. We're here to assist you, to help you, to guide you through. There's no charge for that. And then if there are people who are not in a situation where they're needing credit help or budget help, but maybe you need something else. Maybe you need to look at that retirement plan. And I can help you with that too. But you just have to tell me what it is that you need. That's why I come here every week. I can't go knocking on doors. Well, I could, but you wouldn't let me in, right? You know, some crazy lady sitting out there knocking on your door and ringing your doorbell. But me coming here and sharing tips with you, and even if you don't work with me, that's fine. I just want you to have the information so that you can do it better for yourself. As women, when we're talking about, I have enough on my plate, and now you want me to sit down and do a budget? Yes, I do. Why? Because it's going to make so much difference in your life. You have to be able to change your mindset about who you are, about your finances. Are you feeling good about where you are? Is this some things that you need to be doing? When we're talking about living longer, we want to make sure that we have something in place. If even if it's something as simple as a individual IRA or emergency savings fund, what can we do? So can working with someone like me help you to understand the difference between women and their journey? Yes, it can, and especially their financial journeys. Can it help you create your portfolio that is potential for you to live a better quality of life? Yes, it can. With all the change happening in our world, taking control of your finances takes control of your future. And it starts with a conversation. It starts with sitting down, talking to somebody. And even if it's not me, maybe a family member that you trust. Financial independence is a goal worth pursuing. That's tip number 4. It can unlock doors for you to achieve all of your aspirations. Professionally, personally, as an entrepreneur, as a gigpreneur, as a work-from-home mom, as a policy changer, as an influencer, as a woman of wealth, as mothers, as a single woman, as a woman in business with partners and spouses, collaboration. It's all so important. These are all the things that we must do if we're going to make our lives better. Can you do them? Yes. But first, you have to want to. We want you to be in a better place. We want you to understand that there are so many things that we do, so many hats that we wear. We understand all of that. Can we have everything? Yes, but it's going to take a whole lot of planning and a whole lot of strategies. And what your everything is may be totally different from my everything. You may not want to own a business. You may just want to find a career where you can go to work, do your job, go home, and retire happily. That may be your goal. I don't know. Or you may want to have both dual careers. You may want to have your 9-to-5, but then you may want to have your own business. You may want to work from home. What is it that's motivating you? What is your passion? What is it that you need to do? Maybe you want to stay at home with your kids and watch them grow and develop because you didn't have a chance to do that when they were younger. And now you have that opportunity because there are so many opportunities out there for us as women. They used to say we couldn't work from home, but you know that's not true. So when you're going into corporate America, look for opportunities for you that are going to make your life better. Not every woman chooses to have a career. But if you do, know that there's planning that you must do, there's strategies that you have to have in place. And number 5, you have to focus on what it is that's going to make you have a better quality of life. When we're looking at the impact of all that I've said, it can add up to so much more than you ever even thought about. For women, it is so important to have a plan in place for your future, a plan in place for your wellness, a plan in place for your peace of mind. It's not surprising that I'm talking about this in Women's History Month, right? Because it's so important for us to do what it is that we have to do. We see the stress that the whole world is experiencing now. We see inflation, and we can talk about that, but that's a whole other segment when the prices are going up and we just don't know what to do. If you don't have anything in place, if you get hit any harder, you're not going to be able to do any of the things that you want to do. Some of us are living paycheck to paycheck, and we just don't know if it gets any worse, what are we going to do? So instead of having that negative feeling about it, let's have that positive feeling about it. You know what? I can live within my means. I can change some things. I can think about what it is that I want to do. I have firsthand experience about all of this, so I fully understand what you may be thinking, but just hear me clearly. I didn't get here to where I am today by always making good decisions, but I can share some of my experiences with you when we were one-on-one and when we were talking about this on a personal level. I can tell you some of the mistakes that I made, and hopefully you won't make them as well. When I first started my business, I wanted to self-fund. I wanted to save my money myself. I didn't want to get involved in the stock market or investing. But I quickly found out that my money wasn't growing as fast as I needed it to grow. So I had to rethink what I was doing, and I had to invest in myself. And in order to do that, I had to educate myself about money and what it meant. Does it take a commitment? Yes. Am I still doing everything that I could possibly be doing? No, because I'm still learning. And so that's what I challenge you to do today. Figure out what it is that you want to do for yourself. But no, that if you want a security blanket, then you're the one who's going to have to secure it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And never let the financial challenges that you face stop you from pursuing your goals and your dreams. For everything that I said today, we have to understand the challenges that we face. But the first step was in finding a way to overcome the first obstacle. So what's the key takeaway from all of this today? The one thing that empowered you today was actually coming here listening to this broadcast today. By you listening, maybe it triggered something in you. Maybe you want to do something different. So if you want to reach out to me, my personal email is icwdirector@gmail.com. I do not share your information with anyone. If you're interested in that one-on-one coaching, reach out to me. If you're not in that space where you need help with credit or budgeting, but maybe you need something for retirement, or maybe you have a loved one who's not doing so well and you would like for me to talk to them, again, I could go out and knock on doors, but again, you're not going to let me in. But I come here so that I can share with you what I've learned. I get so much information every single day, and it's today when I leave this broadcast, I'm hopping on a workshop for women building a legacy. Why? Because I want to be able to come back and share some things with you. Why is it important to me? Because I never fully understood my family dynamic until I was much older. I always thought we were fine, but as I grew older, I learned that there were some things that we didn't talk about in my family. And so I had to learn them on my own. And that's why I started this financial services industry business that I'm in, so that I could teach other people about money, so that you could learn some of the key factors that you need to help you financial wealth. So if I said anything that resonates with you and you would like to have some coaching, reach out to me, icwdirector@gmail.com. You can also put something here in the comments, and I'm more than happy to talk to you and to work with you. Our services are free. We do not charge for our coaching sessions, but we do want you to make a commitment. So if you're ready to move forward, if you're ready to do some things, some changes in your life, I'm also reaching out to Women in Finance. We're going to be having some programs that I'm going to share with you as the weeks come about. And so I will be bringing on a female entrepreneur next month, April the 6th, for our program. So we're getting started. We're going to hit the ground running. We're going to change some lives. And that's so important to me because I fully understand that change happens when we make up our mind that we're going to do something different. So thank you so much for joining me today. I have to run. I have another program, but I will be back next week with another episode of Building Financial Wealth. So please stay tuned for that program.